Blog Talk Radio.
Hey. 1, 2, 1, 2.
You're listening to the Morning Glory International Voice of Hope with Minister Tim, providing you with that gleam of hope.
Hello, hello, hello. Good morning. Oh, yeah, yeah. It's my time to shine. It's my time. It's my time. That's the only part I know. It's my time. Good morning, good morning. Good morning, Voices of Hope, family and friends. This is your host. Again, LaTanya, the quarterback rush, filling in for Minister Kim Underwood. As always, I am humbled. I don't take this time for granted. I count it an honor and a privilege to be able to drive this train today, to be the conductor of the train. But we're going to bring today, the show is going to always, as you know, the theme is to bring you a gleam of hope for the entire family. We have something for everyone. So tune in every Saturday morning for your gleam of hope. Look, y'all know how the show is, and you know that there's always great topics. You know, there's always good, solid content. All that other good stuff in the show. And then we're not going to miss a beat. Today is no different. It's just a different conductor, just a different personality, just a little spice in this morning. So I want you all to do me a favor before we get started. I want you to inhale deeply, fill your lungs up, and blow it out slowly. Inhale deeply, blow it out slowly. Inhale deeply, blow it out slowly. These are the things that we take for granted. We take breath for granted. We take the fact that our heart beats for granted. Today is the first day that we're not going to take those small things for granted, because you know what? It gets better. It gets better. So if you missed any of the shows or strategies and tips, you can always go to the website, www.themorningglory.org, and just click and look. And you'll find it. It's all there. Or if you can think of something, or you want to send a comment or have information that you want to send to the team, you can always email us at hope@themorningglory.org. Y'all got it? www.themorningglory.org. And the email address is hope@themorningglory.org. Today's topic, let me tell you. Today's topic, we're going to sit down with an author. I've read her bio. I've kind of followed her. I've listened and I've watched and kind of read some of her comments. And say, y'all, we're going to have a good time today. A good time. We're going to sit down with Miss Stevie Mills. And we're going to discuss how to cultivate your it factor. Are you ready to define and refine your signature brand? Do you even know? Let me tell you. I'm sad for me. I'm going to tell y'all how God works, because y'all know I just realized what a brand was, like, and not just something that I kind of figured out on my own because I'm not a marketing person. So I'm so glad she's on the show, because I'm going to ask a whole lot of good questions as it relates to that. But we're going to talk about, you know, how to define and refine your signature brand so that others can see your gifts and talents as the Lord has provided. We know. Well, we have an idea. We might not know, but, you know, we have a sort of an idea. But we're going to kind of ask her some really good questions on, you know, about brand. And let me tell you something. You don't have to have a business to have a brand. I ain't going to spit it out. I'm going to let her explain that part. But I personally don't think that you don't have to have a business to have a brand, and that is the misconception when it comes to our identity and our gifts and our talents. So today we're going to talk about your it factor and how it defines who you are. So family and friends, let's get ready to have a gleam of hope. Radio Angel, take us higher.
She's just a girl and she's on fire, hotter than a fantasy, lonely like a highway. She's living in a world and it's on fire, filled with catastrophe, but she knows she can fly away.
Y'all know y'all gonna get music with me.
Fire.
Yes, that's my song. That's my inspirational song. It made me feel like I'm just it. I'm just it. So today, as I stated before, we have with us Miss Stevie Mills. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Hello, 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 hello. How are you?
I am fantabulous this morning. Thank you for asking. Thank you for asking. So we're going to have fun today. And from reading about, you know, you and the things that you've accomplished, the whole it factor, it looks like you got that down pat. So you're going to help a whole lot of people today with this it thing. So before we go into it and I kind of ask, you know, like the questions or whatever, could you tell us a little bit about who you are, you know, where you're from, you know, and all that other good stuff?
Awesome, awesome, awesome. I am Stevie Aisha Mills, and I am from the great state of North Carolina. I am... It's so funny because I'm like, I'm just Stevie. At the end of the day, that's who I am. I just love to have fun. I love music. I was jamming. I was like, go ahead, Radio Angel. Yes. All we have to do today is listen to music. I've been good. I love to dance. Love to laugh. At the end of the day, I really am passionate about helping people to live their best lifestyle. I believe life is luxury, and I want to train people to live that luxury lifestyle. I've been blessed over the last 6 years to not have to work for anyone except for myself, and that is definitely a labor of love and definitely a gift from God, because when I was in employment, I ended up sick, and I don't know how much you want me to go into my story, but it definitely was not the place for me to be in corporate America just because of the person I am. And that kind of led to the it factor.
Now, we're going to get into this it factor because that kind of hit me because, you know, I've always been one to identify with my it, my experience. You know, as you stated before, your experience led you, the journey led you up until this point. And I don't think that people really realize how important their journey and their experience plays into discovering their it. Mm-hmm. Because we're so focused on our experience, what happened, what don't happen, you know, our expectations, what we want, what we didn't want, what, you know, what we got. So I want to kind of begin to shift the thought process of a lot of our callers and listeners that's on the show today, and just kind of talk about identifying what is it. Let's give it a definition before we can even begin to kind of help. You can help me. I'll take it personal to identify how to define that. So if you was to give a definition for it, what would our God-given it be?
The definition of the it factor, in my estimation, is to live out your God-given gifts. So whatever God has placed in you, that is what your it factor is. And a lot of people might say, I have the same gifts as such and such. Well, no, you don't, because no one can do you like you do you. Mm-hmm. So that's what I believe. There's thousands or trillions of people who do the same thing, but it's something uniquely different that God has placed inside of each of us to give it a little bit more twist so that they'll bring to life. And it's also everything that's happened up until this point. Like for me, I know that my personality, you know, energy, fun, excitement, none of that vibes with corporate America.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, you know, I went from kindergarten to grad school, straight, no breaks, and I did the next logical thing, which was to get a job in corporate America. And when I went there, it was a great job, great salary, great benefits, but the thing that I did not know at that time was my it. I didn't know who I was and what I wanted to do. I just knew this was logical in the estimation of America. You get a job after you finish school. And so for me, I felt myself hating it. I felt like a caged bird. I felt trapped. And I just didn't know what was going on.
I would
wake up every day and hate going to that place. I knew that. I knew. I was like, I can't stand it. And one of the songs that I listened to, since we, you know, have music in common, I listened to Lettucey All Right every day, and that kind of got me through. And a side note is whenever I got the opportunity to meet Lettucey, I told her, I said, thank you so much for having this song, because it helped me get through this time in my life. And that in itself, that's why I do what I do so hard, because it allows, I feel like if someone reads this book or someone sees something I produce, then they'll see the fact, okay, I can do it. Stevie's done it. Stevie got sick, really sick, when she was in corporate America. I actually went from size 14 to size 0.
Wow.
I had to have 3 colonoscopies within 30 days because my body shut down, was not producing. So I had 2 colonoscopies within 24 hours. And mind you, this was 6 years. I was in my early 30s. Most people don't have that many colonoscopies within that amount of time. And the kicker was I developed shingles. So when shingles came, they say at that age it was a high stress situation. I didn't even know I was stressed. I knew I hated it, but I didn't know I was stressed to that amount of illness. And so that is how I gave myself permission to quit the job. And thank God for my family. I have an amazing mother who helped me through that journey. And it was one where it saved my life.
Mm-hmm.
If I did not understand who I was or why I was or why these experiences were happening, I would not have found that I love to talk, I love to have fun, I can create my own business. And I'm not the type of person to say business is easy. By no means, it's not. I wish that I would have been able to have a different mindset about it. At that age, I was more like, okay, I hate this place, and it's making me sick. I got to go. Mm-hmm, and when mm-hmm. I got sick during that time, remember, I quit my job. So there was mm-hmm. no health insurance. There was no, we kind of bootstrapped my medical conditions and payments and all the stuff because there was no insurance. And now at mm-hmm. this, you know, I'm about to be slightly older. That was 6 years ago, and I have more wisdom. It's just the fact of saying, okay, now if I knew then what I know now, then I would have done this differently. And then
right.
where I'm able to help people to truly tap into, okay, I know you hate your job, or I know this is not working, but let's think about it long term. And let's
right.
think about it how you can actually, and I'm glad you said that branding is not just for a business. It's not, especially now.
Because I'm going to tell you, when I figured that part out right there, it was like an aha moment for me, because when you hear brand, you know, I come from corporate America too, so when you hear brand, you think of marketing, you think of business. But when I began to move into my own business of being a personality of, you know, the coaching and everything that I do, and when I discovered my it factor, I realized that my branding was really me. What I had to brand was me. It had nothing to do with business. It had everything to do with my identity and my personality. And I think when people start looking at themselves, their entity, as a business
yes.
and taking it that serious, that they can
yes.
tap into their it factor, and then they can begin to define it and work on it and refine it in the midst of their experiences. So let's talk a little bit about the branding part.
Mm-hmm.
I just want you to kind of, you know, just contribute a little bit about how you feel about, you know, branding the it factor.
Yes. Okay, cool. I am such an unorthodox person. So I want to, first of all, I'm going to give the traditional definition of brand, and then I'm going to explain my definition because I want people to know both and see the difference. But brand is a name, term, design, symbol, or other feature that distinguishes one seller's product from those of others. Brands are used in business, marketing, and advertising. So in Stevie's world, brand is, it's kind of the same. It distinguishes me from any other coach. It distinguishes me from any other speaker or trainer. And the thing that makes up your personal brand is your God-given gift. We, in the book, we don't focus on hard business tactics in the book because we feel like your mindset and your emotional state has to be in a place of security and
mm-hmm.
professionalism before you can even get to the point of, okay, we are going to truly develop a business. Even if you're an employee for someone else, you have to differentiate yourself from anyone else. My background is public relations and human resources, and so that I understood from a corporate standpoint. And really going into things like time management, going into things like courage, all these things build up your brand because whenever someone walks into a room, they need to know, okay, this is what I'm going to get from this. Like, it exudes from you. And just like anyone who's ever met me, they know it's certain things that will be consistent throughout everyone's mouth. They're like, Stevie's down to earth, Stevie's fun, Stevie's this, Stevie's that. And that's part of my brand. It's not part of something I manufactured. It's part of something that I live out, my God-given gift, to be that way, to be relatable, to be any type of way. And you're able to stand that for yourself when someone keeps saying the same things about you. You know, and it happens within the first 60 seconds that someone meets you, I think, that you'll be able to see if this is someone that you'll want to be around. You'll begin to distinguish your own thoughts. it might may or may not be true because you don't know that person completely, but you'll be able to say, okay, this person is someone I want to work with. This person is someone I want to talk to. This person is someone I want to send a friend request. Because even Latonya and Latonya, I'm like, who can I unfriend so I can be her friend? She's awesome. I'm like, and that's just me having this conversation with you this morning. And that is truly what you want to present, whether you're in church, community, or wherever.
Right. So in order to, and this is, I mean, we're just talking, in order for us to get to that point, we have to be honest about who we are, flaws and all, and we have to realize that we do matter and we do exist and we do have challenges and experiences. We're going to break for a moment, and then we're going to come back to continue to talk about our personal brand, and then I'm going to ask Ms. Stevie some examples on how to cultivate that. One moment, we'll be right back.
Did you know that your body is made up of mostly water?
We can't live without it. Delicious.
I can't live without my water. Water is the drink for me. I can't live without my part, water's free.
Juice and soda are dessert.
That's why we choose water first.
Water helps us stay alive. Have some water, give me five. I can't live without my water. Water is the drink for me. I can't live without my water. And the best part, water's free. Water washes out the bad stuff. Water washes in the good. Water is the best choice for a kid to drink with food.
Water is the best choice all the time
for kids of every age.
Learn more at ZuberTubers.com.
Okay, and we're back. Hey, you're listening to the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope. I am your host, and I probably messed that all up. That didn't even sound like I did that right. Well, anyway, I am your host, Latonya, the quarterback, Rush, filling in for Minister Kim, and I did say it right, the Morning Glory International Voices, and we're bringing you a gleam of hope this morning. Again, I always want to say, Minister Kim, I don't take this opportunity for granted. I am humbled and pleased to be able to fill in for you today. Huge, huge shoes to fill in, but I think I'm doing all right. Because you brought me back, so I must be doing good. We're talking to Miss Stevie Mills. And I know you, if you say your whole name, but I don't want to mess up your middle name. So is it Aisha?
Aisha.
Stevie Aisha Mills. You know, everybody, you know, you'd be like, don't mess up a woman's name. Don't mess my name up. So I keep saying Stevie Mills, but that don't even sound right because she says her whole name, Miss Stevie Aisha Mills. And we're discussing how to cultivate your it factor. First part of the, if you missed it, we just kind of defined a little bit what it was, what your it factor is. And she said that it was your God-given talent. It was your God-given talent and gift. Nothing all deep. It wasn't all nothing you got to search for. And, you know, you may have to pray that God reveal that to you if you're unsure. But for the most part, it's just the essence of who you are, period. Outside of all of your experience, outside of all the weight and the heaviness and life that we go through, at the end of the day, the foundation is who you are. So we were talking about branding and how branding is not just for business. You know, it's how you present yourself. It's what people see, you know, when you open your mouth. You're branding yourself. You're branding who you are. But what I want to go into a little bit is, Ms. Stevie, can you tell us about cultivating that? Once I've identified what my it factor is, I know or I have a sense of who I am and what my talents is, you know, I'm dealing with my life experience and handling all of this on, you know, a mature good level. Now I want to cultivate it. I want to prune it. I want it to grow and produce something. Can you kind of give us some tips or some examples, you know, briefly, maybe two or three on how we can cultivate our it factor.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And it comes down to truly discovering, defining, and refining. So in the discovering stage, it's truly about doing everything like that you have always wanted to do. And it can begin on a small scale, but the process and the purpose is to give yourself permission to do it. Because a lot of times we don't give ourselves permission to do anything. We're too scared of what will happen. We're too scared of such and such thinks. We're too scared of what we even think. So giving yourself permission, discovering it, making it happen, no matter what. If you don't succeed at it, it's okay. If you do succeed at it, it's great. You know, that's what discovery is all about. Defining is putting some words to it. You know, that's when you become enlisted with the names like coach and speaker, employee, cook, chef. That's what that is. You put a name to it. Just like simple example is whenever my parents found out they were having me, right? They discovered that, and then they defined it. So my name's Stevie Aisha Mills. They went to their definition stage and said, okay, we love Stevie Wonder. We also love his daughter, Aisha. So our daughter will be Stevie Aisha Mills, and that's how they defined me. Refined is taking it a little step further and saying, I want to be known as this trait here. So the refined stage is more about, okay, I want to be seen as a happy person. Not even seen, I am a happy person. So this is what I need to put into the stew that I'm making with this brand. Because a lot of times people try to fit in other people's shoes. Just like you said a few moments ago, you know, you could have come and tried to clone Mr. Kim and be her personality, but your personality is powerful and you want to bring that to the plate. So that's what refining is. It's truly figuring out who you are and just refining it into a quality brand or a quality person, and just that's what you do. And the thing about discovery, defining, and refining is that it's not one just time you're going to do this.
Say that again, OMG. And that is the misconception. The misconception is once I discover, define, and refine, then I've done it. But as I tell people all the time, we are dimensional. So we're constantly evolving and revolving in different phases. So at each point, we have to go back to the beginning and discover, define, refine. I mean, we're a work in progress. And a lot of people miss that part, and that's when we feel disappointed in ourselves. That's when depression, you know, comes in and stay. That's when, you know, we lose confidence, self-esteem, all that. We feel like failures because we forget that it is an ongoing process and that we will never make it. We'll never be there. I'll never get to a point where I've discovered, defined, and refined who I am, and that's it. You know, as long as I'm breathing and as long as I'm here, I'm constantly evolving and revolving. So that process goes over, on, and on, and you have to be patient with yourself during that process.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Yes, yes, yes. There is, oh my gosh, like even from a business standpoint, it's funny because when I look at my life, like I started out with one brand, one company. We were talking to teens. We were doing, then came the Beauty From Head to Toe tour. Then came this. Then came that. You know, it's, and I had to give myself permission to be okay. You do, because if you look at everyone else's process, most people don't live that process out loud. People go through that, but they don't say, okay, I'm doing this, this, this. I'm the type of person that I want my life to serve as an example. So I pretty much put everything about me online. That's just because that's my purpose. But some people might not be purposed to do that, and that's fine. But I just believe that if you stay so strongly committed to your purpose and rock out your it factor and just do that, then it's truly what's going to happen. For me, I put if you want, my page is public for one. So even if you're not my Facebook friend, you can go there and see everything I'm doing. Then I am so vocal about my past and my present and my future that you listen to me. But that might not be someone's calling. And sometimes you have to get to the point where you don't try to call someone else's calling, that you do what you are custom designed assigned to do. And if you don't, that's when burnout is easy. Burnout is so easy when you're not living in your own assignment. You'll know that when you'll see. And Facebook is so loud and, you know, TV is so loud. You'll look at somebody's life and say, oh, maybe I need to do that because she's having success. But her success is her success. And you don't know. Sometimes success can actually be a mess, but you don't know that you're going through what you're not supposed to be going through. You know, it's a process. The process leads to the success so you can escape the mess. Because we don't know. We can look at somebody's stuff and it can look all great and glossy, but that's not the reality. And sometimes people get so tuned in to that they miss what they're supposed to do. I experienced burnout myself, and it's like because I had to get realigned, refined with what I'm supposed to be doing.
But we might need to add that realign. Define. Wait, what we say? Discover. I'm writing this down. Y'all better be writing this down. Discover. All right. Define, refine, and align. That's good right there. I'm going to have to have me go and write some stuff down. But it's so important for us to remember that it's really that. It actually really is that simple. And this is what I love about God. God makes it just that simple. We make it more complicated, bringing in our intellect and our thought process and our expectations. But it's really just that simple. And when you grasp hold to that, things will be so much better. I mean, you'll be able to handle things better. Not saying that things will go away, but things will be so much better to handle. And you'll be clear to make the right choices for you if you're a leader or you're the glue in your family, because it's a domino effect. One of the things that you said that I wanted to hit on was that whole alignment thing is so important. And what I did when I first entered this industry about 4 years ago, I got caught up in the energy of the people around me. I got caught up in the energy, and we talk about burnout. I got caught up in the energy of the people around me because, you know, they always say, you know, find people that's doing what you want to do, and then, you know, that's who you, you know, kind of follow. But if you're not careful, you can get caught up in their energy on how they move and how they make stuff happen. You see them traveling. You see them doing different things, and you're like, you know what? I can do that. I have a message. I can. So you try to move at the pace of what you see instead of taking a step back and say, okay, I admire this person for what they're doing and how they're doing it, but I need to discover, define, refine, and align myself with my it factor to make it happen for me. One of my newer statements is I'm staying in my lane and I'm driving my speed, period. I'm staying right. I've come to a point where I know what I can do. I know what I can't do. I know what makes me tick. I know what makes me blow up, you know, and I'm not afraid of it. And I have to control that for me. Majority of the circle that I was in, I mean, it was good energy. Don't get me wrong. I got good stuff from it, but I had to step back. A lot of the people in there was married. I'm not married. So I can't move at their speed, because they have someone taking care of their home while they're focusing on everything else. I had to find balance, which means my speed was a little slower, quote unquote, compared to what they were doing, because they had help. We have to take that into consideration. So when things don't move the way that you expect it to move, you have to really look at your situation. You have to really define it, you know, and look at your situation and say, hey, I can't do what Stevie do. I wasn't sick. You know, my testimony isn't her testimony. My journey isn't her testimony. So I can't do it exactly like her. So if the way that she made it or how she's getting it done, I shouldn't feel disappointed in myself or feel like a failure because my lane is my lane and my speed is my speed. So I love the fact that you really said, you know, to kind of just move at your own pace at the most part. And my thing is just keep moving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The problem comes when you stop moving.
Exactly.
I love it. What I see, we're being cued in. Miss Stevie, when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about that alignment before we wrap it up for today's show. Hey, everybody, this is some good stuff. This is some good stuff. I thank you for tuning in. I thank you for still listening. We'll be right back with more of Miss Stevie Mills.
Y'all ready to celebrate? Come on, get back up on your feet. Come on. Put your hands on it. Come on. Refreshing. His plan now unfolding. The time of your great blessing. Thank you, Darius Dennis. Come on. Nothing but victory. That's the promise of our King. To do exceedingly, abundantly, above what you ask for me.
Yes, expectations. I love it. It's so powerful to have realistic expectations is what I call it. We're talking about some good stuff about this it factor. I am being blessed myself. Remember, the key words, you should have time to go get a pen. Because, you know, when we can't find paper, we grab that bill, turn it over, and write on the back of that envelope. But I want you all to take note of discover, define, refine, and align or realign. As Miss Stevie said, realign. But have a saying, we not aligned in the first place. I'm speaking for myself. and align. These are some of the things that you need to do in order to kind of really identify what your it factor is so that you can begin to, you know, cultivate it and, you know, find out who you are. You know, remember to brand yourself, branding your image, branding your energy, branding your identity. It's not just business. It's really not just business. It's not like branding your message. And you want to know that, I mean, you are your business. What people see is what they expect. So I want to talk a little bit about cultivation? I think we was going to talk about cultivating. What was the word? We was all over the place. Girl, I get excited when I get good stuff, especially when there's stuff I can use. You know, when I wanted to be a host, Miss Stevie, I was like, look, I want to host. I want to facilitate meetings. But I just didn't want to do it just to be the face of the person that was absent. I want to do it so that I can get something. So that, you know, when I'm doing what I do, that people can hear that I'm also getting it too. And not only am I getting it, I'm taking notes and I'm going to apply it.
Yeah.
You know, so I get so excited. And this thing is so on time for me because I'm right in the middle of rebranding myself. Mm-hmm. After I've just refined who I am for the umpteenth time so that I can get alignment with what I need to do so that, because I got stuff I got to do and stuff I got to get. And at the end of the day, that's really it. So do you have anything else you want to add to, you know, just kind of what we were talking about for our listeners?
I really feel that people are, let's go back, you were saying about the journey. We were talking about that. And I think a lot of times people will look and they will say, I want what this person has. Or I'll have what she's having, and that's great and all good. But the thing that you also must ask yourself when you're asking that question and saying that statement is, am I ready to go through what she went through? I'm telling you right now, sickness was not fun. That was kind of like the worst part of my life, and my mom got to see me through that, and she was like, you don't understand how close you were to leaving here. And I would not wish down my worst enemy on any given day. But that is one of the things that got me to where I am now, because I give myself full freedom and permission to be who I am. That, because when I was trying to curve myself into being this entity, then that made me sick. Okay, when I feel certain type of ways, is triggering. Then we also talked about the people you're around. Sometimes you have to escape. But they're not the right people for you. And your environment will change you before you change it. And so if you're living a life that is not your life, or you're trying to wear a mask that you need to take off, then that's going to be, that's not conducive to where you're going. And in fact, it's almost like it is a slap in the face to God, because God has created you with your own it factor. But if you want to live with someone else's goals, dreams, aspirations, then that's saying, okay, God, in my mind, is saying you're not listening to me. You're not taking in consideration what I'm telling you to do. What I have for you may even be more powerful than what you're seeing. But because you are physically seeing that, then you want to go and be that. But what I have for you may not have been anything that the world has ever seen before. And so you have to, before someone can get really clear on building a business, and I, even in this journey, have kind of stepped away from business, because I believe that business is a systematic, not I believe, by definition, business is a systematic way of doing things. And if you're in a system, then you are, it yields to you looking at someone as an example and doing what they do, because that is a system. That's the definition of that. But then I also believe that a lot of people are building brands to be idols. If you look at something and you're worshiping it and you're working harder on that than you're working harder on bringing the kingdom of God together or even yourself together, if you're working, that is an idol. And so when people begin to say this brand and that brand, I don't try to brand myself anymore, any longer. I'll put stuff out and I'll show stuff, but building a brand, in my estimation, you're spending a lot of time building this thing that people see that might not even be true, and you're going to lose yourself in the process. So I believe strongly that building brands sometimes is a form of idolatry. And you have to be very careful. You have to know who you are before you can even build a brand. And that's kind of what the book leads you to do.
Girl, I don't have nothing to say. And that's not too many. Look, let me tell you, it ain't too many times that I'm speechless, but that makes a lot of sense. That makes a lot of sense. And not only does it make a lot of sense, it explains the direction that God has taken me personally, because I can only talk about myself, as it relates to doing what I'm doing. You know, I don't follow, like you said, business is a systematic way of doing things. And when I wanted to have a business, I got caught up in the systematic or the system, or the way of doing things. You got to do it this way. You got to do it that way. And did you get your EIN number? Did you do this and did you do that? But I wasn't led to do that, so I didn't do it. And my response will be like, you know, I wasn't led to do that. Well, no, I'm not going to do it that way. And people will be like, well, you need to get on the ball and you need to do. I'm like, well, you know, that's not what I'm feeling. I'm not really feeling it, so I didn't do it that way. And when you talk about building brands, when I tell you, when you begin to say that, I mean, just images of people and taglines and stuff just started popping in my head, because you're absolutely correct. People spend so much time building their brand that they begin creating idols. And even and I agree, you have to be careful, because even though you're not creating that idol for yourself, you're creating that idol for someone else to worship.
Mm-hmm.
And girl, you done messed me up with that thing. Okay, so now that we said that, let's backtrack a little bit, because we were talking about how, you know, you are, you know, you're what you portray and who you are as a brand. So let's look at brand in a different content, because I don't want to confuse the listeners. I don't want to get them excited, because we, you know, always when you hear words, it triggers something else. So we start off talking about how when you hear brand and branding, it relates to business. And then we talk about how, you know, in all essence, we are a business. You know, it's nothing separate. You are who you are. And then we talked about discovering, defining, refining, aligning, and realigning yourself. So when we're talking about all of that, and it all ties into your it factor, I'm just bringing clarity to everything, and it all ties into your it factor. And now the warning is, while you're working on all of that, while you're discovering yourself, while you're working to define who you are and you're creating this brand, be mindful not to create an idol. I mean, I can't keep it no simpler than that. I was going to try to be all politically correct, but I'm going to say it how I hear it. Be mindful not to create an idol, whether it's an idol where you lose yourself and you worship because it's a brand and all this other stuff, or you create an idol for someone else. That, Miss Stevie, that nugget right there is, I love it. It makes a lot of sense. It makes a lot of sense. Y'all, look, if you all have any questions, if you all want to talk about this topic or whatever, please email Minsa Kim, and I'm going to let her know that I suggested everybody email hope@themorningglory.org. You know, go on the Facebook page, The Morning Glory, IVO Hope. Leave a comment. Let them know that you listened to the show, you know, that I was on there. I'm going to be, you know, on there periodically. I'm going to ask her to tag me with anything. And we're going to discuss this thing a little bit, because that whole defining, you know, building brands to be idols, that thing right there blew me. And it explains a whole lot. It's so self-explanatory. Society and the way things should be can lead us that it's this, you know, extravagant thing, which I'm not saying that it's not. You know, it's very influential, it's very prosperous, you know, you become. But be careful not to build an idol. It's so subtle. And those of us that are kingdom-minded, you know, my ministry, my business is my ministry. Mm-hmm. Which is why I take everything to God. I don't do nothing. I don't care what the system say. I don't care what, look, Jesus, what you want me to do with this? Because that is my ministry. And one thing I know is God is going to take care of ministry. So, you know, when you're discovering your it factor and you want to define who you are, you want to do all of that, you know, make sure you pray, take it to God, and help, ask him to help you reveal that to you. But in the midst of moving, don't forget to be mindful of the idol. Ms. Stevie, can you tell us how we can contact you?
Definitely, my e-real estate, my website is www.stevie.com, and it's S-T-E-V as in victory, I-I.com, or you can call me 336-303-0745, or, and we'll talk. I believe in Minister Kim's community, and so I don't give out my phone number all the time, but if you do have a question or concern about this, or if you even need prayer, because I understand what it is to build a business and then not feel right, you know, in it. You know it's not right because it's going against everything you believe in, but you don't know how to transition it. And so we can talk, because that is truly what happened to me. I had to get to the point where, okay, this is getting crazy. I don't even feel right about this. Not that it was a bad thing, but I know that God has assigned me and mandated me to come and tell the truth about what happens in business. Kind of like, I always say I'm God's ambassador here on earth, and he sends me to go in and blend in with certain societies, and business was one of those societies that I had to go in and learn so that I could teach God's people how to do it.
Nice. Love, and love it. Well, Miss Phoebe, it has been a pleasure and an honor to be on this call with you.
You as well. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Ladies, would you like to feel more confident, more empowered, all while simply being yourself? I can tell you firsthand that there is nothing more beautiful than a woman knowing exactly who she is. You're special, unique, and you have gifts and talents that make you an individual. Hi, my name is Kimberly Arrington, and I am the creator of I Am Me University, a unique online community of amazing women around the world, all committed to shine. We're just like you. I'm just like you. And it's time to be amazing, to stop being afraid, to live the life that you know you deserve. I'm so honored and blessed to be a woman, and you should be too. You have more in you than you realize. So won't you join us and get ready to be your best self? You can join us at www.imeuniversity.com, and let's let the world know that we are here.
Well, welcome back to the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope. This is the executive producer whose voice you're hearing. Well, the quarterback, she went to go get me some Häagen-Dazs icing. Y'all know about that Häagen-Dazs. No, excuse me, not Häagen-Dazs. Godiva. Sorry. So she went to go get me some icing. She'll be back shortly. She'll let me know when she's back with my stuff on the studio. But Stevie, Aisha Mills, the It Girl, I want to just thank you so much for coming on and giving us the information that you gave us. You know, you was blowing my mind in the back. I was just sitting there like, did she just say Brandon idolism? It blew my brain. And I was just like in total shock mode at that point. I was like, what? Wow. So, you know, that's, I got to go back and listen to the show just so I can pick up that nugget. But we want to thank you so much for coming on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope on behalf of the quarterback and Minister Kim. We thank you so much for coming on. And do you have any final words, one final nugget before we go into In the Hood?
Yes. Thank you so much, everyone. You know, this is like my home. I feel very much at home here on Morning Glory. And I just want everyone to just get very connected to who God has created you to be. At the end of the day, that's what branding is all about. We are here to be ambassadors for the kingdom of God. So make sure that you are being true to yourself and living out your God-given gift, which I call the It Factor. Thank you so much, and make it a great day.
Thank you so much, Stevie. And we'll see you back here real soon.
Yeah.
Well, everybody, it's that favorite time of the show when we talk about what's going on in the community, what's going on in your hood, what's going on in our hood. Listen, if you have anything that's going on in your hood and you want us to talk about it on the show, make sure you email us at hope@themorningglory.org. hope@themorningglory.org. We want to be able to spread the news about what's going on in your community. Well, we have a couple of things that are going on in our community that we want to share. Right after this show, 30 minutes after we end our show, Man Talk 101 comes on. Yes, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Their calling number is 845-241-9898. Again, that's 845-241-9898. And that's with our relationship experts, Kimberly A. Arrington and Vincent K. Harris. Well, speaking of those two, guess what? They're coming here to New York City next Friday. Next Friday, October 16th. That's right. They'll be here live. Vincent K. Harris and Kimberly Arrington will be here for the PIP Evening of Chocolate and Strawberry. Next Friday, doors open up at 6:30 p.m. and this conversation kicks off until 11 p.m. And as you heard, the quarterback doing her interview, our lovely LaTanya, the quarterback, Rush, of course, she is the PIP ambassador, so she'll be there to host. You know she's going to bring it. She's going to ask those questions that all of you are thinking. So come on out and have an opportunity to meet Miss LaTanya, the quarterback, Rush, along with Vincent K. Harris and Kimberly A. Arrington. Now, once again, we have in the community a service of dedication, a service of dedication. Kingdom Life Temple this Sunday, tomorrow, October 11th, 2015, 5 o'clock, be there sharp. They're dedicating their church. They're located at 3030 Jerome Avenue in the Bronx. That's right, the 4 train to Bedford Park, right there by Lehman College. It all happens tomorrow, Sunday, October 11th at 5 o'clock. The address? 3030 Jerome Avenue, right here in the Bronx. A dedication of service, Kingdom Life Temple, where Dr. Thomas S. Cooper leads this church. I actually am in his class, having a great time as well. And, of course, we want to share with you what, yes, it's coming to the end of the year. We're in the last quarter. And a lot of times during this time, we like to make a plan, goals, and everything that we're going to do for the following year. So, of course, the famous, LaTanya. Woohoo! Lucinda Cross is having her famous vision board party right here in New York. New York. Registration has opened. It opened up at October 1st. So you can go to her website at lucindacross.com, lucindacross.com. This vision board party is taking place Saturday, December 5th, 2015. Seats are limited. She only has 60 seats. Now, it's going to be in New York. Once you register, guess what? You get the secret location. Woohoo! I pray the Duncan guy is going to be in the Cousin Dozens. That's not his name anymore. His name is Sweet Dreams. I pray he's going to be there giving us some donuts and stuff because he's really great. But anyway, Lucinda Cross's Vision Board Party for the new year 2016 is happening December 5th. Okay, go to her website and you'll be able to get the information. Everybody, we'll be right back.
There's a hero. If you
Hello, hello, hello. It's the quarterback. I'm back on the field. Ran and got that ice cream. Godiva. No, for real, y'all, my call dropped. I said, you know, stuff always happens. This ain't the first time this happened on this train. I'll just be talking and the call would just drop and something. That's all right, because let me tell you, nothing will stop me. Ain't no stopping us now. We're on the move. Hey, I ain't mad about it. See, and these are some of the things that you got to learn how to roll with. The call drop, I contacted the radio angel. I was like, look, I don't know what's going on with Sprint, but they ain't working too well today. Anyway, we're going to have this leadership corner. I have a brief tidbit for you as it relates to leadership. All my leaders, to be leaders, visionaries. We're going to talk about focus. You can never get enough conversation about focus. Focus, focus. And the reason I chose focus is because we can get so much information downloaded. We can get so much information given to us that focus get pushed further, further, further behind. When in actuality, we should stay focused in between every other whatever we get. So let's say we do vision, finance, focus. teamwork, focus. Focus should be like every other thing. It should be in the forefront because it is so easy to be distracted, so easy to get off track, so easy to lose alignment that we have to continually focus. You know, force ourselves to focus. Identify what the distractions are. Identify what the hindrances are. Identify what happens in life that causes us not to focus. Radio Angel mentioned something very important. The new year is coming up. We're in the last quarter of 2015. We made it. We're still here. There's still time. So when we talk about going into 2016, my thing is I start in October of the following year to prepare me for the following year. October of the previous year to prepare me for the following year. So by the time 2016 comes, I'm already activated. I'm already moving in what I wanted to move in. When you start January, it's going to be January, February, March, round about May, you're going to start activating 2016 goals, and now the year is almost halfway through, and you haven't even gotten the foundation right. So start 60 to 90 days before the new year to begin to implement, to begin to shift, to begin to change focus. No distraction. We may pray. Pray for stronger discernment. Can hear and recognize when you're being distracted, when your focus is off. So if you haven't heard anything else, you know, we heard a lot today, but if you haven't heard anything else, it will behoove you to implement focus every other task, every other thing that you're concentrating on, every other thing that you're pursuing. Make sure you remind yourself that you have to stay focused. Identify the distractions. Get rid of them if you can, or put them in a place that you can handle them so that you can remain focused and so that you can stay on the course, so that you can be accomplished, so that you can bear fruit and you can reap what you've sown. This has been your Leadership Quarter. Stay tuned for the Financial Expert.
Hey there. Thanks again for joining us for another segment of Money Authentically with Ray Jenkins. And for the past couple of weeks, we've been talking about addressing some real-time questions and concerns about money. And so far, the theme has been connecting with your source, you know, just acknowledging your source. And it's really the answer. It really is. I mean, to any question that anyone would ask me, my primary answer would be connect with your source. That would be my very first answer, you know, to address the fact that there is a disconnect. If there is a lack of money flow in your life, if there's a lack of flow of any type of life or abundance in your life, there's a disconnect, but we're in the money lane, so we'll just stick with money here. But yeah, anytime there is a disruption of the flow of God's resources into your life, there's a disconnect. There's absolutely a disconnect. And so this week, we're going to talk about a mental disconnect. Yeah, it may even be an emotional one too, but you determine that. So this week, the concern is this. Ray, I'm not broke. I do make good money, but I feel so guilty about wanting more money. I can't explain this guilt I feel, but it's just something on the inside that makes me feel like it's wrong. And I feel like I sabotage my money increase. Yes, real-time situations. These are all conversations that I have. So, yeah, real-time situations. So, you don't have to be broke. You don't have to be penniless and in a financial or money crisis to have a dysfunctional relationship with money. No, not at all. Not at all. But if you feel guilty about more money or an abundance of money, that is absolutely dysfunction. That's unhealthy. And I'll tell you why. If you have a desire for abundance of money, that's because there is something, and I would love to say God-given in you, that wants to do more, that wants to be more, and wants to help more. Haven't you been in one of those situations where someone that you really care about, someone that you love, you know, or it could even be a stranger, but they pulled on your heartstrings and they're in a situation and it requires money. But your answer to them is, if I had it, I would help you. How many times have you said that? How many times have you said that? Oh, my gosh. I can't even count on my hands and toes. How many, my fingers and toes, should I say? How many times I've had to say that in my lifetime? And so, yeah, there's something about you. There's something in you, and it's a God-given nature that wants to be more, that wants to do more, that wants to have more, and wants to help more. So, feeling guilty about it, that will absolutely prevent you from having more. It will keep you in a place where you have just about enough. Because even if you did get more, or when you do get more, because sometimes you press past that guilt. We all have done it. Sometimes you press past that guilt and you go on and you get that extra money, that more money. But then when you get it, you just kind of let it slip through your fingers. You don't do anything productive with it as far as, you know, something that will, you know, using it to, you know, create a better income for you, or, you know, create a different cash flow for you, you know, those kind of things. You would just kind of spend it on other people, or, you know, go buy some things because you've got to bring the amount of money that you have back down to the amount of money that you're used to. Yeah, that's dysfunctional. That's absolutely dysfunctional. So the plus side is that you need to tap into that nature, that God nature in you that wants to be more, that wants to have more, that wants to help more. You've got to tap into that. You've got to own it, and you've got to embrace it. Embrace it because it's not just you that wants the more. It's really God that wants you to have more, because when you have more, you help others. You are blessed, and you bless others. Have more. So hopefully that helps, and we'll pick up another conversation that I've had on next week to close this out. And again, I would love for you to join us over on our Facebook fan page, Money Authentically, and I will chat with you there. Well, until then, so long for now.
International Voices of Hope family and friends. Now, let's hear from our experts, Inspirational Beauty Kim Arrington and VK, with part one of Dealing with Difficult People on Relationships 101.
Hey, Grand Hustle, homie. Yeah. It's the king, partner. You know I couldn't leave you without hollering at you one more time, right, baby?
It's topic. Dun-dun-dun. How to deal with difficult people, love. So, VK, we got to go ahead and throw this to you. What are some ways? You know, how do we deal with difficult people out there?
Okay, I think you guys know that difficult people come in a number of, from a number of different walks of life, is how I should probably mm-hmm. say it. Because it could be your parents, your siblings, your coworkers, police officers. It can be a number of people just all throughout life. And, of course, when I think of dealing with difficult people, I make the assumption that many times there's nothing I can do necessarily to get away with interacting with them on a regular basis. So, again, coworkers, family, things like that, right?
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
to me, one of the best ways to deal with difficult people is to, A, meet a need.
Mm-hmm.
Because, obviously, they're being difficult for a number of reasons. However, if I'm meeting the core need that they have at that moment, that means it's more likely than not that they're going to just leave as soon as possible.
Mm-hmm.
In addition to that, while I'm providing for or meeting their need, I make sure I do it with as much kindness as I could possibly muster. Because eventually I believe my kindness and my love will rub off on them, and then they will now they're less likely to be difficult or to deal with me personally in a difficult way. Of course, they could be their natural state to be a difficult person. We all know people like that. However, when dealing with me personally, I believe my kindness and my love will eventually rub off on them, and they won't be so difficult with me, the individual. How do you deal with them, generalized?
Hey, Grand Hustle, homie. Yeah. It's the king, partner. You know I can't leave you without hollering at you one more time, right, baby?
Wow. How to deal worship song. Yes. Yes and yes. Wow, that part one of dealing with difficult people in relationship 101 is, can't wait to hear part two. You know, think about it. How do you deal with difficult people? That was good. We had some good stuff on the show today, y'all. If you missed it or if you came in a little later, I need you to click on that link and that replay as soon as it's posted. Because it was some really, really good stuff. We were talking about your it factor, how to define who you are, how to cultivate it. We had Miss author Stevie Aisha Mills on the phone, and she kind of opened my eyes to this one thing. But we were talking about discovering, defining, refinding, aligning or realigning, you know, your it factor. You know, discover your it factor, how to do that, define what it is, give it a name, refine it, put action to it, and then align it or realign it. And then it was just really, really good, really good. It's good to always talk to other people and get their insight and not be so closed. I'm finding a lot of us are just closed. We know what we know, and we don't want to, you know, be open to anything else, and, you know, just we're just so close. So me and the radio, Angel, you on the air?
I am here.
You're here. We were kind of discussing. I mean, we talk all the time. You know, this is my good. And, you know, I learn a lot from her. Prayerfully, she get a little something from me. But this whole thing today, let's kind of talk about this thing today. What stood out to you? I know you mentioned it earlier to Miss Stevie, but what stood out to you during our conversation today and why?
Making your brand your idol. Like, that really just, that just, like, struck a nerve. Because, you know, I'm always back here. I'm trying to do my stuff and stuff. But it's always that one thing that pops out. And when she said that, I was just like, whoa, that's deep. Because the other thing is that, you know, she reminded us that we are ambassadors of Christ. And everything that we do should represent Christ. But if your brand, girl, you know I was about to talk in tongues. I just, you already know. If your brand doesn't,
right.
You know me. Like,
there's
if
no
your brand home. Doesn't, I had to hold it back just now. But if your brand doesn't represent the Christ in you, which, you know, it should represent it, then there's an issue. That are you really idolizing yourself and stuff like that? Because when she said that to me, that's like people who go out. I think of different people that we've talked about, not talked about, but we've, you know, explored together and how they don't put out there that Christ is a part of this and that they are, that this is, like, they put it out there like that it's just me. You know what I mean? Like, it's just me. There was no Christ. There was nothing, but there was just me. And this is what I did. And people tell their stories, and they never include God in it. That's what blew me away. Like, your brand becomes your idol. You walk around,
or
and you have your idol on. I'm listening.
Or you can build your brand to be somebody else's idol.
Ooh.
I got that, too. Don't get so lost, because she said you can get lost in it. And if I get lost in it and I'm building, and then not being mindful of being that leader or that responsible ambassador that's responsible for people watching me and following me, then they begin to idolize my brand. Whose responsibility is that, mine or theirs?
Ooh. You see what I'm saying? See, this is the problem. You and I, we be having our Saturday morning conversations. And we just go in. That just, she gave us a lot of stuff to chew on today.
Yes, she did.
The fat is chewing. I'm chewing on the fat right now. Well, thank you, Stevie. Wow.
Yeah, that was good.
And you know
what's
interesting? That's interesting. You know why that's so interesting when you say that? Because this trip around, as I built CC, what was the first thing I said to you? I said, I should go with this because this is a ministry.
Yes.
This has nothing to do with me. This has nothing to do with anything. This is about, you know, God working through me in order to service his people. And, you know, I never said that about any of my businesses that I've built, any of them, my real estate business, my woman's group, my this, my that, But the new business, CC, that's coming out, it's just like, that's the first thing I said. He was like, that's what's up, Kim. That's what's up. I was like, that's not the scripture. And then we had to have a whole big old conversation about the scripture. And
I know, right.
It's just like, you know, that's good stuff, Stevie. Like, we have to put Christ, and that's the thing. We build, we do these businesses, we do these different things. We're running, we're building our families, we're doing this and that. And sometimes we just totally forget it. Even with married people, you make the other spouse
your idol.
Now I'm going into another
whole
another
thing.
Stevie, you didn't see what you did? You didn't took us to another thing. I guess we just gonna have to have a round table. I'm gonna have to have a conversation with Minister Kim. So
We're like, we just need to have a round table just on that topic alone. Like, what?
Because we take a lot of things. Let me tell you, God is more than church. God is more than Sunday morning. God is more than, you know, weekday Bible class. God is more than church. He's everything. So you shouldn't take God out of your business. You shouldn't take him out of your education. You shouldn't take him out of your relationships, for sure. You shouldn't take him. I mean, he's more than just Sunday morning worship. And we should.
You're right, LaTanya. He is more than just Sunday worship. And we do need to include him. You know, God is not a traditional God, and we need to remember that. So sometimes when God has we have us do these different types of businesses or kind of do our groom our family in different matters and stuff like that, we have to know, we have to include God in everything. Because he's not
everything.
Traditional. He's just not a he's just not a traditional God. So he may ask you to do something that sounds totally crazy, because I couldn't understand why he wanted me to do the first business but the women's group that I had created. I couldn't understand it. I'm like, God, I don't understand this.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a blueprint
mm-hmm.
for something else. So even
mm-hmm.
though it looks a little crazy, it still falls in line.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
So
good stuff. Good stuff.
Good stuff.
Well, of
good
course,
stuff.
This is
good
the
stuff.
Best part of the show to me. I love, love, love this format of the show. And this is the part where, you know, we introduce you to Christ. It's the time. Get it right. Repent. You know, ask him into your heart. So if you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it's with your mouth that you profess your faith and you're saved. So repeat after me. Lord Jesus, I ask you to come into my life and forgive me of all my sins. I confess my sins before you this day. I denounce Satan and all his works. I confess Jesus as the Lord of my life. Thank you for saving me. I believe in my heart, and I confess with my mouth that you rose from the dead. I am saved. Write my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Today is my God day with the Lord Jesus. I pray this prayer to the Father in the name of Jesus. Amen. Before we wrap it up, Radio Angel, you got something else to say, lady?
Well, I want us to... I don't want to end on the regular song that we ended on. I want to bring back the song that we just talked about the atmosphere changer, because
nice.
A lot of stuff that was talked about today that Stevie had brought to the table with the discussion, you know, you and her had the discussion, those are things that you need to put in place so that you can change your atmosphere. So I want us to just leave on that note. I want us to leave on a note of just going into worship with God and just changing your atmosphere, using the different tools that you receive today from Stevie as well as the quarterback, and just change your atmosphere. So that's all I wanted to say. I just wanted to just change our closing song and just bring us into the shifting of the atmosphere.
Nice. It has been an honor and a privilege to be here before you today. Remember, join us every Saturday morning here on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope. Be blessed.
For breakthrough. Every yoke is destroyed. Every chain.